Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Training Unleashed, the show that will help you design and deliver training that's off the chain and will make a difference. Now, here's your host, Evan Hackle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of Training Unleashed. Got a great guest today, but before I introduce her, I want to just acknowledge my sponsor, the C-Suite, C-Suite Radio, and C-Suite TV. Without them, I wouldn't have a show. Really appreciate them. Today, we're going to have a great show, and we're going to talk about something I'm deeply passionate about, is why diversity, equity, and inclusion really improves business, how to grow your business with it. And we have a great guest. Her name is Leslie Short, and Leslie is the CEO of the Kava Group, and the author of Expand Beyond Your Current Culture. And she is a DE&I specialist. And happy to have you on the show. And my first question to you is, Kava Group has to have a reason. Why did you come up with that name?
Well, happy to be here. I mean, the terminology Kava is an aviation term, and it means visibility unlimited. And when I think about diversity, equity, and inclusion, visibility is unlimited.
Well, I do like that. And one of the things I like about you is, and it's not surprising, is that I think you get that diversity, equity, and inclusion is not about what's right, although it is right. It's also about building a stronger and better business. And I would like you maybe to take time and to share with the audience why that's true. Why does diversity, equity, and inclusion help people build better businesses?
Absolutely. If you build DEI, I'll do the shortening for time, diversity, equity, inclusion, into the foundation of your business, then you don't have to think about adding it on and figuring out, how do I make this happen now that I have a business that runs the way that I want, that looks and sounds the way that I want? And you're not thinking about, who is my consumer? Who are the people that are working with me? How do I get that diversity of thought, of culture, of being? And that, for your bottom line, when you have that sitting in a room or in a screen where people can share their different cultures and thoughts and beings and education and all the other things that come along with it, that only makes you a stronger option for a consumer that's looking to invest back into a company. And when I mean invest, that means every time I go to buy something, I know I'm buying for a company that understands maybe just a small piece of who I am.
Well, I think what you're saying is really important, because a diversity of thought is hugely important in businesses.
Yes.
And companies that do not allow alternate points of view because they are literally absent, it's a shortcoming, and they're not going to reach the whole market. Let's take this into culture. How do you take and create culture with an organization that not only wants diversity, equity, inclusion as part of their business, but wants to have a culture where you really take advantage of it, you really make the most of it?
Well, one, you have to recognize the fact that what diversity is to you. Right? So many people think it's black and white. Well, diversity is gender, race, LGBTQ+, disability, sight seen and unseen, and veterans.
And age.
and age and, you know, and weight and all those other things, the culture for which someone walks in with, not the color of their skin or their color of their eyes or their hair. What's, I like to say, what's in their bag? What are they bringing to the table in their skill set, in their understanding of culture and cultural things? And when you build that and you recognize that each person brings that, that helps you build a company culture. Company culture also means you're giving people equity. That is the pay equity. That is the access to tools to learn, to continue education, to be able to get promotions and raises and understand the systems for what you have put in place makes sense for the people you've put them in place for.
Let's shift gear a little bit and talk about leadership. What advice do you have for a leader? And I'm going to pose a question on behalf of the audience.
Okay.
I've been a leader for years. I consider myself a good leader, but I've never used the filter of diversity, equity, and inclusion in my leadership. What do I do? How do I shift? What are the key tidbits, the key suggestions that you would give to a leader to be incredibly effective?
I always say, what's in your bag? You're going to hear me say that a lot, because as a leader, you have to understand who you are as a person, not the title leader, who you are as a person, what you bring to your leadership. What can you offer? Are you someone that's an active listener that has empathy? Know your strengths and your weaknesses, but then you surround the rest of the leaders around you that has the missing pieces you may not have. Then more than anything, you have to look at people for who they are. Why were they hired? What's the skill set they're bringing? And then beyond that, who are they? Because see, that's, and then when you're doing that, it's an automatic, the way that you're looking at diversity, equity, and inclusion. That will be an automatic, because you're seeing a full being and not what you think they should be to fit into the peg that you need to keep moving.
So what I'm hearing you say is, as a leader, you have to have tremendous empathy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that you need to look at the teams that you're building and consider diversity of people, personalities, all of these things to have effective teams.
Yes.
And those are really the two keys.
Those are the two keys.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you two questions, but I'll start with the first one, but I'm going to tell you both.
Okay.
What would be the advice of a small company? And how do you get started? I got 4 employees.
Okay.
You know, how do I go from here? What do I do? And then what advice would you give to a big company? I've got 1,000 employees.
It's almost the same.
Okay.
Believe it or not. If you have 4 employees, or if you have 400 employees, what are you doing? What is your mission? Who are you speaking to? Why do you want to do this? And then you have to communicate that to the people that you're hiring, whether it's 4 or 4,000, right? Everyone has to understand what the mission is. And then if your mission, if you're going, look, diversity, equity, inclusion is important to me. I may not know which way to go, but I know that this is something I want to make sure that we, when we're sitting in meetings, we're bringing up as part of the conversation, that we're thinking beyond the 4 of us or 400 of us that's sitting here. And being aware, you have to consciously, like, they're not dirty words. Diversity, equity, inclusion are not dirty words, whether it's 4 people and you're a leader or 400, but for some reason they've been made dirty words. Put those words out on the table. Have we thought about this for this project? And then if you are a small company, partnerships. Is there another company that may be similar to us that is doing great work that we can partner and change over our email list that can we invite to come onto the Zoom, that we can bring in as speakers, that we can trade off with each other? Same thing for the big company. What are those partnerships we need to build our reputation within communities? The people that are doing the work, not just who's in the news every day, but where's that community partner that we can really understand and address what diversity, equity, and inclusion means to them, and then how it means and what it means to our business?
Interesting. You know, I like the concept of partnership. Mm-hmm.
We can't do this alone.
No, that's a good point.
Tortle Training's Learning Matter experts are passionate about designing effective solutions that move the needle. Whether your organization needs development of e-learning courses, instructor-led training, or assistance with creating optimized electronic versions of employee handbooks, our team can help. To learn more, visit tortle.com/learning-development.
Let's focus a little bit on the big company. Okay. Big company, been successful for a long period of time, used a higher criteria simply of, you know, who does our team want to hire? Mm-hmm. Probably have a little bias because people tend to like to hire people that look like them, even though it's not, you know, we'll call it subconscious bias. And I want to fully embrace diversity in my company. And that's a challenge.
Yes.
Because I already got 1,000 employees. So think about this like from a blank slate. What advice do you give that company that has like nothing?
Ask the why. Why is this important? Start with leadership on why this is important. And you go from the top leadership and you go down the different ranks. Why is this important? So that you have a better understanding. And then before you even hire an agency, you may want to ask your staff, what is important to you? What do you think we have here? Because what leadership thinks they have and what staff thinks they have sometimes or what they're doing in those areas are not the same. Then they have to sit down and HR. They can have those conversations with those different departments, the HR, the people person, all those sometimes they already have in place but aren't really working and then they don't know why, or they don't have any of them in place, and go, where do you normally reach out? Okay, you don't have those contacts. How do we bring someone in that can help us do an assessment of where we are and where we should start working in the very beginning to address some of these issues? Because it's not going to be an overnight switch of we want to do this. So how do we communicate it and how do we start building, whether it's the program or a handbook or hiring? All of those are very different ways to begin to build.
So Leslie, I absolutely love your answer. And I think it's important to start with the why. And I think it's important for people, you know, to get the internal, that people embrace it. But you said something else I think is really important. I want to highlight this too, is if your company hasn't really focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, you're going to need to bring in outside help, someone like you, who has worked with many companies, because you don't know what you don't know, right? And you're going to do a better job if you know. So let's just take a moment here and talk about benefits. Mm-hmm. Okay. When, you know, we talked about this a little bit before, but when you have a diverse culture, talk about what that means to the employees, how that impacts retention, what it means to potential customers. Let's really get in and dig deep into those benefits.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit one of the key words is retention. There's a reason why people stay and the reason why people leave. And if they can see themselves within the company to understand that their work is valued, that they have a value voice or value action by what they do every day, they will stay and they will continue to grow and want to grow within the company. That is a huge benefit. The amount of money company pays to retrain people, and are they a fit for the culture or are they not a fit for the culture, is ridiculous. So you have that. Then you have, and your internal culture grows of one that is of inclusiveness, right?
Yeah.
Then your exterior, when people, twofold, if you're hiring new people and they're looking inside and they say to you, what's your culture? You don't have to read it off a piece of paper. You can explain about the ways that you work with your staff and how long certain people have been there, but they how long they've been there and continue to grow. On the outside for the consumer, consumers are smart and they're looking for companies that are investing back in communities and programs and doing, you know, I'm doing air quotes for the right thing, whether it's for the environment, whether it's for people, those with disabilities, whether it's for Black or Brown folks. People are looking and going, how are you treating your employees? Because the best thing for a company, your outside can't be different than your inside. So you need to build your inside so your outside actually is truth.
You know, I want to point out, because when you listen to Leslie, some people are going to get it. I get it. Some people are going to say, I'm not sure. But the thing to note is they've done a lot of research of companies and their diversity and the growth rate and profitability growth of companies that have and embrace a diverse culture is significantly better than companies that don't.
Yes.
And so it's not a debatable fact. It's a literal fact that diversity is good for companies in terms of their ability to grow and to improve profitability. Right. It's something every company, regardless of size, needs to think about.
Absolutely. And
incredibly important. So one of the things that I know you talk about is how to take DE&I into branding, marketing, advertising.
Yes.
Can you take a moment and share some thoughts there?
Absolutely. When you are thinking about branding or advertising, who are you advertising to? So again, we go back to the why. Why are we doing this and who are we doing it for? Now, if you are doing it for consumers and they're not sitting at the table that you're discussing this, it's more than just a focus group. You need to say, what do those consumers actually want? What is their culture? Is this true to their culture, or is it the image that I have set forth about that? And again, so you have to say, if someone's not at the table and I'm speaking to that group of people, someone from that group of people, many, more than one is okay, just like M&Ms. It's okay to invite people to the table to have the discussion on, does this look right? Does this sound right? And then making sure that it's true to your brand, to who you are. You don't want to fake it until you make it.
Yeah.
That's part of the issue. People try to jump into different cultures and then it becomes a disaster. So you have to do your homework on who your consumer is, who you are speaking to them, why you are speaking to them, and are you trying to make them a one-time customer or are you trying to make them a loyal customer? And the loyal customer means you have that diversity of thought of that culture you're trying to reach.
Yeah. Well, you can tell when you look at companies market themselves, mm-hmm. you can look at their websites, you can look at their ads, they're thinking about and presenting a diverse point of view, not a point of view, a look, feel, mm-hmm. And you can tell. And it makes
photos.
What?
You know, no stock photos.
No, it's important. It also, the marketing is actually a reflection for the employees too.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's shift gears here and talk about how people could work with you. Because as I said earlier, this is something that's really important and getting expert help and advice is critical. So who are your, you know, if people are interested, who are your ideal clients and how do you like to work with them?
My ideal client is someone that's ready to actually sit back for a moment and review what they've been doing and have a conversation. And then we figure it out. I call it Jenga, right? And then we actually get to work in executing. Not just talk about, oh, we hired someone and now we have a culture calendar and we're done. No, what is the work we really need to do? So that can be small or that can be big. Are we ready to have real conversation? And then if you are, then you can find me through my website, you know, www.thecavogroup.com. C-A-V-U, and you want to make sure you put the T-A-G-C-A-V-U yep. group, because Cavo Group is a construction company, and that's not what I do. So you want to make sure it's the Cavo Group. It's, you can also reach out to me on social media, and that's also, everything is under the Cavo Group. And if you want to speak to me directly, of course, those are the ways, but you can also reach out to me on LinkedIn at Leslie Short, and we can have a conversation.
What I liked about you, and people don't know this, but in the pre-discussion, mm-hmm. I always ask the guest, what is your goal? And her goal, Les's goal, is to basically make the world a better place and to share the information. And so a lot of my guests, you know, have offers, you know, like downloads, and Leslie has a very personal offer. So I will let you share your offer.
Absolutely. I love for people that want to have the conversation to reach out to me. I do have a book, Expand Beyond Your Current Culture. It definitely gives different tips and stories, and it's the top of the year. So there's a calendar that you can follow along and do your own. But I really want, I want DEI to be successful. I don't want to hear that it's buzzwords, and I don't want to hear that it doesn't work. Let's have a conversation of how it can work for you.
Yeah. And I think she really means it. She really would like you to call. Whether or not it results in her getting business, she doesn't want that filter. Is that correct?
Right. I want to have the conversation. And if it works, that's great. Then we can work together. I may not be the right person for you, but I may have someone else that is, or you may say it's really work.
Yeah. Do you want to share your email as a way for people to reach out that want to talk to you?
Absolutely. It is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, at, here we go, thecavogroup.com, T-H-E-C-A-V-U-G-R-O-U-P.com.
Excellent. And as you know, and my listeners for sure know, we always end with, if you had one tip to share, what would that one tip be?
Continue to expand beyond your current culture. It's okay to experience something new.
I like that. That's a very powerful thought. Very, very powerful thought. Leslie, thank you for being a guest. I want to thank my listeners for being here. Wouldn't have a show without you. Truly appreciate you. And of course, I want to thank my sponsors at the C-Suite for everything that you do. Everyone have a great day.
Training Unleashed is brought to you by Tortal Training, specializing in e-learning and interactive online training solutions for corporate, government, nonprofit, and franchise organizations. Tortal makes effective training easier. Just go to tortal.net to gain access to real-world tools that can make a difference. That's tortal.net, T-O-R-T-A-L, tortal.net.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.